What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. I'm your co-host with my wife, Kathy, his other co-host.
Hello.
Is that we are? We're co-hosts, I guess?
We're co-hosts. That's right.
Okay. So, anyway, today we're talking about things that we can do to prevent or reduce a loss. What can we do to help out, avoid a loss, prevent a loss? That's part of what we have called the risk management process. And today it's getting colder, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So what happens when we have some of these cold snaps?
Well, a lot of times we have claims because people have not realized that they have to do certain things to their homes or their RVs or boats or what have you to get ready for wintering the house.
So I was yesterday trying to – we have an RV.
Winterize it.
So I was, oh, my gosh, it's getting cold. It's supposed to be 27 degrees. Yeah, I need to go out there and winterize the RV. I try to put that off as long as possible because if we use the RV after we winterize it, we'll have to
redo it again.
So it's nice to have it just laid to bed one time. I end up getting, I've got to find out what I'm doing wrong, but somehow or another, I've got a pump and it's not pumping the antifreeze into the system. I don't know why, but typically what you do is you pump in this, pink colored antifreeze. It's RV. It's made for an RV because you got drinking water. It's not like you're in a car or anything.
Right.
So you've got, what you're supposed to have is when you're supposed to turn your sink or your shower in the RV, it's supposed to be spitting out this pink liquid.
And the toilet.
Too, yeah, the toilet. So I'm not there yet. Then also you've got to be sure and drain your hot water heater
and all the other reserved water out of it.
So I'm trying to prevent, obviously, a freezing loss.
Our leak,
We've had that loss before, even on a vehicle. I insure quite a few fire departments, and we had a freezing where it busted I guess it's one of those hoses on the back. Not just the hose, but it's the nozzle where you spray water, and that was a loss that we had due to freezing because I guess it wasn't properly drained out and there was water inside the nozzle and it ruptured and we had, it was a pretty good amount because the fire department, fire trucks are very expensive.
Right.
Anytime you have something working on a fire truck, it's can be very costly. So I believe that, you can kind of get by if it's near freezing. Most of the times you're probably going to be okay. But when you get down the really, really cold snaps and it lasts for 3 or 4 days and it's been, in the teens or, very, very cold, that's when we see the big claims rolling in.
Right.
And a lot of times we'll have a situation where, and I don't know how many we insure, but we have a lot of seasonal houses.
Yes, secondary seasonal.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And most people live in Florida. And they come up here in the wintertime.
Or
Atlanta. But mostly Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people come up here and they spend the summertime and they start heading back to Florida around this time of year. And when you leave, you got to make sure that you have done certain things at your house. We're talking about loss prevention today. And you want to make sure that if you're going to leave, you need to be sure and maintain heat in your structure because if you don't, those pipes can freeze.
Mm-hmm.
We think that 65 degrees is probably, you might get by with 60, but you need to make sure you've got adequate heat inside your house because, just because you have a box of air there, you got to think about where your pipes are at. I mean, it's got to be sure that you're getting, enough heat inside your interior walls to prevent.
And your basement, typically. And
your basement.
Because all the heat rises, of course, in your home.
Yeah, so. We've had that claim.
Right.
The one I remember from years ago was we had a house insured in a golf course, and the homeowner left, and I got this call that somebody had come to the house, and the water had been running through his house for who knows how long. It ruptured, and ended up going through like three stories. I mean, it started at the top and went all the way down to the basement. I know that claim was well over $100,000. Mm-hmm. And he said, Mark, you know, I left the heat on before I left, and I left it on 40. I was like, well, that's not going to do it.
Right.
You know, it's not warm enough to do that. So you got to be careful about, make sure that you got heat in your house. Or you can winterize the house, just drain all the water out.
Right.
It's a way to prevent that.
That's the best, one of the best things to do. Especially if your power went off or something because of the weather.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, we have a generator. Mm-hmm. We live out in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
And so when we are snowed in, we are snowed in.
Yes.
I mean, there's no getting off the mountain.
No.
However, I guess I do it anyway because I feel like I can drive, you know, in the snow. I don't feel like I'm stuck too bad because I got four-wheel drive. And even though... maybe that's not a good risk management tool, correct? To prevent.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
But,
yes.
But I do go out. We have a generator. It's a gas generator.
Right.
And so when our power goes out, we have the gas logs. Mm-hmm. And we also have, you know, the refrigerator contents is, you know, you can lose that if you lose your power.
Right.
And that's also a thing that we've had. So
we also want to make sure that our hoses are all unscrewed. Our spigots outside.
Yep.
Because that can be an issue too when you actually have a claim that can come in from the outside of the house that way.
You also can let your water just kind of drip. That way running water won't freeze like it will if it's just stagnant inside your pipe. So that's
if you're leaving to go out of town, you can't just leave it dripping either. So you have to make sure that you have the heat on or some type of source of secondary heat to prevent losses on that when you're with your home. And your RV or your boats, all those things have to be winterized appropriately times, you know, in the year when they're falling temperatures, make sure you get your stuff winterized to avoid claims.
I read a story where this husband was going hunting, and the wife was like, aren't you going to winterize the boat before you go? And he's like, honey, I'll tell you what, I don't think of it as being my boat. I think it being our boat. And since it's our boat, I think that you should winterize the boat. Well, what the wife did was that she found a shortcut. She took a match or kerosene in it and the bilge of it and lit the whole thing on fire. So that's how she winterized her husband's boat.
That is something we do not encourage or endorse,
but
by the way.
They subsequently, they
don't do that.
Did not stay married after that.
I would say.
Yeah. You come between a man and his boat, you could be in big trouble, correct?
I guess so.
And some women too, correct?
I guess so, yeah.
So that's not the way to do it. But anyway, just be mindful about that, you know, being responsible. I was trying to do it yesterday. I feel like maybe I wasn't as responsible because I didn't do it 2 weeks ago. But here again, you know, you always have that hope you might go on one more trip. You know, you might use it one more time. And, you know, now we're against the wall. I've got to have it winterized because cold weather is coming.
But we did put like a space heater in it last night. So until he gets it completely finished and fixed, we still took some precautions and try to make sure that we don't have any problems with it. So keep that in mind.
So whatever things, like when we have claims, what are things can we do to avoid having a claim? I mean, that, obviously, you know, you winterize your house, you know, maintain your heat. That's going to prevent having, you know, a loss. I've talked about the automatic water shut off device that you can buy.
That's really nice too.
We're going to buy one. I've still not got one installed yet in our house, but I've got my plumber is going to come do that for me. I think the device was like $300, and you know, basically it monitors the flow of water into your house. And this would be a great thing for a seasonal homeowner.
Absolutely.
Because if, you know, if there was a leak, what this thing does, it knows that and it will shut off the water. And that way, at least you're reducing the amount of water that's in your house. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to have a claim. I mean, if you got running water, that's one thing you could do. I think, I can't remember who makes that thing. I can get them a little bit cheaper because I've got a way to get those at a discount because the insurance companies are actually, you know, encouraging that.
Yes.
And you can get an 8 to 10% discount on your homeowner's insurance by having that device. And in some of these seasonal houses we insure, Kathy, are, you know, the premium is pretty hefty.
Right.
Especially like, you know, $500,000 a house, it could be, you know, $2,000, $3,000.
Right.
And so if you're getting a, you know, 10% discount, not only are you having, you know, less chance of having a you know, running water for months or whatever, or however you're gone, at least you're getting a savings there. It'll pay for itself in the first year, probably.
Even have an alarm also give you a discount for seasonal homes or secondary homes.
That's correct. Yeah, that's another way to you know, prevent somebody breaking in your house
doesn't have an alarm. There.
And they've gotten so much better now. I mean, the you know, I know there's Simply Safe, and there's with all the technology out there now, you know, you can monitor things. We have cameras at our house.
Yes, we do. So, and an alarm system too.
And alarm system as well. Now, they're also annoying, because what happens when the internet drops and you've got some sort of, you know, it's alarming you, it's telling that we have no connection to the internet. So we are at a breaking point here, and we're going to continue our conversation about, you know, what can we do to prevent losses and things that we may have seen that could have been, that are preventable. So I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy and Amy and Mark and myself, as well as Diane, and we'd love to help you with your insurance there. Our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the actual hospital in a red brick building called Town Trace. Please come by and see us there and talk to Joanne. And our third location is in Blairsville, across the street from Home Depot, next to the post office, and we're in the actual South State Bank building, even though we're not in with them, but we have our own section of the building there. Come by and see Ashley and Shana and Greg and Cindy. Love to help you with your insurance. You can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And then we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. And we're right next past the Arby's there on 64. You can come by and see Emily and Velda Dockery Cook. Or Cook Dockery, sorry.
Cook Dockery.
She'd love to help you with your insurance as well in Murphy. Our last location is in Blue Ridge. It is in next to United Community Bank as well, and next to the Burger King in Blue Ridge. And you can come by and see Kathy Hunter and Jeremy Payne. And again, you can like us on Facebook. Check us out on our websites. And all of our podcasts are on our website. So check them out if you missed one. And then, of course, if you're wanting to have some quotes, we'd love to help you with that. Just check us out on our website, and you can request a quote.
Okay, so today's show, we're talking about loss prevention and what we can do as an individual or homeowner or own a vehicle, things to think about that you could take a preventative measure to hopefully avoid or reduce having a loss. We've talked about this time of year, getting into cold weather,
winterizing,
you're
going to
be winterizing
your RV or your boat.
RV and your boat. Back in the day, and this is still something that's pertinent, I guess, but we consider this the heating season.
Right.
It's not as big as a issue as it was, say, 20, 30 years, probably more like 30 or 40 years ago. Everybody had a wood stove. Mm-hmm. And so you had to think about, if I have a wood stove that's actually installed properly to prevent a loss.
Right.
Or, is it being cleaned properly?
Right.
So that used to be.
Or fireplaces even.
Yeah, or fireplace mm-hmm. as well. Anything, chimneys.
Wood burning fireplaces, yes.
Yes, but that used to be a really big issue, because as an agent, you were trying to get through heating season without hopefully not having somebody's house burn.
Right.
Because it was pretty, prevalent that you have a situation coming with, having a, wood stove. My grandmother had one. I mean, I went to my grandmother's house and grandfather's house in Tuskegee and lived out in the country, and they had, you had to get your wood for the winter. And mm-hmm. then you had to, mill knife. If a fire burns down, you're having to get up and stoke it up, that's the way it was. But also there was you had to worry about having a chimney fire, things
right.
of that nature. So that was something that, if you still have a wood stove, make sure it's clean, make sure it's serviced. There's
or
a lot of
fireplaces.
Yeah. A lot of good places.
They have chimney sweepers and all sorts of stuff that you need to prevent. Certain logs you can burn in your fireplace that will help get some of the stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
You can do that as well. I'm trying to think of other things that, that help prevent a loss. One of the big claims we have is like a trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're better off to think ahead and spend money, maybe to have a tree removed before
right.
it does hit your house.
Right.
So, Ben Franklin says that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And there's never been a truer saying than that, because if you can prevent something from happening, you're a whole lot better off than having to deal with the after effects of having, you know, a claim.
Correct.
So, Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, writes a book, "It's easier to succeed than to fail." It's kind of the same thing, because, you know, if you fail at something, you're having to go back and rework everything you did. You've lost all that effort that you put into a project. Kind of the same sort of thing. I mean, you're better off to prevent something, and you're better to succeed at something than to fail at something as well.
Right.
So what's another area? So we talked about, you know, freezing pots. We talked about, you know, trees around your house. You know, if you're going to have a tree removed, you want to make sure you've got a, you know, maybe somebody knows what they're doing, obviously.
Right.
You know, because I'm
licensed and insured would be nice,
but
too.
You know, I cut down trees. I'm an insurance agent, but part-time logger.
No, right. He's not. He does like cut down little twigs. He's not cutting down a real tree, folks.
Okay, so there goes my man card. Thanks, Katie. Yeah, so actually I do cut down bigger trees. So just not.
He just doesn't let me know about it. That's
not
all.
Not the huge trees. I mean, right. I cut down, you know, medium-sized trees.
Right.
So I can really chainsaw, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So I grew up on the farm, and I'm not too good to get my hands dirty, correct?
Correct.
So I've done some trimming and pruning around the house, but if it's going to be some kind of dangerous tree removal, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have somebody come out like we did when we ended up moving. And there was a tree right behind our house that just needed to come out. It was one of those fork trees. It's like it had two different sections of it. It's like a, and it would just, you know, if there's been a storm, it would come around the house.
Right.
And so we had a tree, you know, guy come out, and he was able to
take it down
safely. Mm-hmm. So because I knew it could fall on the house, and that's been something we've talked about too. Previously, is, you know, if you've got a dangerous tree situation, your insurance company is not going to pay to actually remove the tree. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, wait a minute, you know, if this falls on our house, you'll be paying way more money than it will take the tree out. But the insurance, you have to have a loss. Mm-hmm. So before you have a,
it's got to be a claim. An actual insured structure.
Yeah, exactly.
A fence or your garage or your actual home.
Yeah,
if it
falls out in the
middle of your yard, you probably
will not have any coverage for that.
Correct.
I mean, most of the time there's some limited coverage now that's available, but it's just something you're going to have to deal with, because, you know, a tree, you know, if it falls in your yard, then that's going to be, it's not a loss. So
right.
We had one lady one time where a tree fell, and I went out to see it, and she was a neighbor. And it just didn't hit anything. It hit in the yard, and there was no coverage. And, you know, she was really upset about that.
Right.
It's just that the insurance policy is a homeowner's policy, which is your home, not your land.
Yeah.
But about a vehicle, Kathy? I mean, so, you know, we talked about, you know, of course, you could say also at your house, you know, have a fire extinguisher.
Right.
You know, have a safe way, have a plan to get out of your house if there is some sort of
emergency, a fire or what have you.
Yeah.
Or if there's going to be a bad storm, and most people like we do, if there's a really bad storm coming through, we typically go stay in our basement just to avoid if anything were to happen. We would be down there away from hopefully any type of issues with the structure if it were to fall or something like that.
Yeah. So we have our prior house. We lived over, I won't say we're on the lake, but it sort of was on the lake. Our property was a unique property. It backs up to the wildlife property. So mm-hmm. even though we didn't have, you know, lake frontage on our property, the
lake
back
view.
Yeah, until the trees grew up, but you could like walk down to the lake. You tie up a boat, but we couldn't have a dock there because we didn't technically own it. The Wildlife Commission does. So we finished our basement probably around 2005, maybe.
Probably.
Somewhere thereabouts.
At that house, yes.
Yep. It always bothered me that one of the bedrooms did not have any sort of window in it. Mm-hmm. So it was like a, we call it the bat cave. You go downstairs and
you that's close. Where you go in the storms, like the bats.
Yeah,
like
it's good, for storms, but it's not good for, you know, if there had been a fire in the house, then that it really galled me and always kind of, I thought I would think about it. And so Kathy's.
But it wasn't like a bedroom that's being used. It's only like when guests were there, so it wasn't
we
were there all the time.
So we ended up we still had the house. We ended up renting the house, and it's Kathy's cousin, And so she has a daughter, and we're like, you know, I need to make sure that this is safe.
Right.
And so what we did as a preventative measure is we put in an escape window where you can actually, you know, get out of the building if you ever had to. So those are kind of things you want to think about if you can, you know, right. When you're in a house or a piece of property. All right, so I think we're about wound down today, and we've enjoyed it. You know, think about making sure things are winterized. Make sure if you leave town, go back to Florida. I wish you a safe trip back, and you know, stay warm. We'll be freezing up here, which I kind of like the cold weather. But winterize your house before you go. Maybe hire a home washing company. Come check on the place.
Right. You know, friend or a neighbor check it out too. So there's always something you can do to avoid different things.
Yeah, avoid the loss and prevent the loss and try to be safe. So, you know, I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains on Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.